KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today and a high around 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. A Red Oak man faces willful injury in violation of a protection order charges following his arrest Wednesday night. Officials say 28-year-old Brandon Scott Boydston was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. after Red Oak police were called to a report from the City View Apartments of a woman screaming for help. An investigation determined Boydston allegedly struck the unidentified woman with a baseball bat. The victim was treated for her injuries at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Boydston was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
An Audubon man was arrested Tuesday in Atlantic on a charge of domestic assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday 29-year-old Joseph Zeiger was taken into custody and held in the Cass County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The PD also reports 28-year-old Megan Reek of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a charge of simple assault. Reek was cited for the offense and released. And 29-year-old Bridget Barnhold of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday as well for prescription fraud or deceit and prescription fraud by impersonation. Barnhold was being held in the Cass County Jail pending a court appearance. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening adopted a resolution expressing the city's intent to enter into general obligation loan and bond purchasing agreements with Ruan Securities in the amount of $4.95 million. The move came during a special council meeting and followed public hearings on both issues, during which there were no objections. Chip Schultz with Ruan Securities in Des Moines accessed the city's bond council. Schultz said the agreement with the City of Atlantic is exciting because the timing is perfect considering the current interest rates.
I know you're taking on a lot of projects, but it's pretty spectacular that you can borrow almost $5 million at just over 2%.
He said the bond issue covers the city's planned street and stormwater improvements as part of the 2011 projects, building and park improvements, and equipment acquisition, which the city had previously accomplished through an arrangement with Atlantic Municipal Utilities. Schultz said the payment structure plan works out to 15 years and includes bond issuances for 2013 and 2014. He says that makes for a manageable tax levy going forward.
The interest cost is what's interesting. $828,000 is the total interest on the bond issue, and that's less than 20% of the issue. When I started doing this kind of work 13 years ago, when if you had an interest cost that was less than half of the par amount, so in this case would be $2.5 million, you'd thought you were getting a pretty good rate on your bonds. But this being less than 20%, I think it's approximately 18%. Just an advantageous time for the city.
Schultz says the city will have about 30% of its debt capacity remaining, or $4.9 million of legal debt capacity, after the new bond issuance is in place. Additional debt capacity will be made available after principal payments are made on June the 1st. In previous years, the city ran its debt capacity at 45 to 50%, so being at around 70% is getting up there, according to Schultz. But since the city will be paying off almost $2 million in debt through June 1st, 2014, that will make the capacity more reasonable. Schultz said the City of Atlantic currently has a Standard & Poor's bond rating of A+, which is in the upper echelon of the A category. The highest bond rating is, of course, AAA. Next is AA, followed by A. Atlantic is in the latter category. Anything with a BA+ or worse would be considered a junk bond. During the council's meeting on March the 7th, they'll act on authorizing the issuance of the 2012 GO bonds, which will include authorizing the redemption of 2007 GO bonds. And that takes place on June the 1st and will save the city $45,845 in interest costs over the next 5 years. Schultz said funds from the 2012 general obligation bonds will be delivered to the city on Wednesday, March the 28th. The bonds will be callable on June 1st, 2019, if the city desires. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it has met its deadline on the most critical levee repairs on the Missouri River from Omaha and Council Bluffs to just below the Missouri border at Rockport, and the levees are ready to handle high water again. The Corps said five breaches have been closed and several damaged segments have been repaired from last summer's historic flooding. The Corps' Brad Budd said work on the last of the five breaches near Percival and Hamburg were completed on Tuesday. The work, which has been ongoing since January, was urgent before the 2012 runoff season begins, even with the mild winter. March 1st is the typical start of the runoff season when the first significant water from melting snowpack begins to enter the river. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said a conference being held next week will bring officials from across southwest Iowa to Atlantic. The Region 4 Preparedness Conference, which takes place March the 6th and 7th at the Cass County Community Center, is being held to build and sustain partnerships among disciplines, meet training and workshop requirements, and identify specific needs, issues, and solutions to challenges faced by those who deal with emergency situations. And that would include public health, hospital, emergency management, fire, EMS, and law enforcement officials, the National Guard, elected officials, and state partners.
The first day is training and exercise workshop, and it's basically it's requirements for public health and emergency management.
The second day of that conference will feature various presentations and a panel discussion from people in Missouri who had to deal with a devastating tornado.
There's a National Guard's going to come and speak and talk about their capabilities and what they can do in an emergency, and the highlight of the conference is folks from Joplin coming, and they have a wide variety of folks coming in and talking about what happened last year at the tornado down there. So that would be worth going just for that alone, I would say.
The Joplin panel includes those associated with law enforcement, fire, EMS, elected officials, and others. Meals will be provided during the conference, and they're free as well. If you'd like to register for that, you can go to www.safeguardiowa.org and click on the Events tab and then look for our registration link. The changing of the seasons means Iowans need to be prepared for severe weather. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan said Severe Weather Awareness Week in Iowa is April 2nd through the 6th. Leading up to that statewide event, there are several severe storm spotter training classes, one of which is being held at the Lewis Fire Station on March the 14th, beginning at 7 p.m. Kennan says anyone interested in becoming a trained Weather Service spotter is welcome to attend free of charge. The main weather event during Severe Weather Awareness Week would be the statewide tornado drill on Wednesday, April the 4th, beginning at around 10:15 a.m. Kennan says the courthouse will be participating in that drill as usual.
For the last couple years, we've had the weather radios actually going off. They're triggered. And the comm center will get notification, and the sirens will be set off.
Businesses, schools, and all communities in the county are encouraged to